Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As you can tell from various stories I have told you, I have a special relationship with the idea of home. Some days when I was a child, my problems just fell away when I went home, when I arrived at home. I grew up with that kind of home. I know I've told you stories. I was working once on the tractor, and it was a late fall or early winter day, and I was freezing to death, and I could see home just a half mile away, and I knew I could go there and get more clothing, but we grew up with the idea that you stayed where you were until the job was done. And I remember that my sister had decorated a scarecrow in an old abandoned house where I was plowing, and I went in and took the clothes off the scarecrow and put those on, and I was warm. I just remember we always had the idea that you stayed out there till the job was done, but I always knew that there would be a place for me to go where it was warm, home. I understand that I was fortunate to have that kind of concept of home. There are some experts who estimate that in the world there are 100 million people who are homeless, and I would imagine, statistics can be used any way you want to, I suppose, but I would imagine that even people who have homes many times do not have the kind of home I had, where they felt safe and protected the way I did. I think I always knew, even when I was a child, that it was good to have a home like that. You grow up and you take charge of your life, and life gets complicated. And even when you reach home, when you're grown up, you can't always just put your problems down, and your burdens don't always just go away because you show up at home. And even if you want to sing and be glad, you can't, because the weight of the burden is too much sometimes. And we don't want to feel helpless, and we don't want to be without power, and we don't want to be afraid. And I think sometimes what we miss is home. Home the way home used to be when you're a child. In my mind, I have a picture of that farmhouse, and it's always the same scene. I don't see the colors of the roof. I don't see whether the paint is fresh or peeling. I always see the same scene. It's a winter night, and light is streaming from the windows, and there's a fragrance in my memory of potatoes frying on the stove and a pork chop there grilling alongside the potatoes, and I know the kitchen is warm and bright and waiting. That's the picture I have of home. Out of all the things we want today, I wonder sometimes if what we don't just long for is a place where we can set our burdens down. Can you find your way back home today? Is there at least a place where you could have the feeling that you're in a safe place? Is it even possible to think about something like that when life is so chaotic? There were cold winter nights when I would be off choring by myself. I had a large family, and many times we did things together, but lots of times in the evening when school was out, we would be in our separate places finishing up one chore or another. And I remember being cold to the point of pain, because, as I've told you, my family never thought it was money well spent to buy fancy clothes that would keep you warm, when a bread sack would work just as well. So we would many times be out there and be miserable. But once again, I just kept going until the chore was done. And part of what kept me going was because I knew as soon as I was done, I had a place to go that was warm. Is there a place like that for you today, where you know you can go and you're safe and you're warm and you can lay your burden down? Here is what I know. God is a mighty warrior. He has absolute power. There is no limit to what he can do. In the war that seeks to destroy you forever, he has already taken up your cause. More than this, the Bible says he has already turned back the enemy. This building that you're in, this cross that hangs on the wall, this season that we celebrate, in one way, they can be that warm and shining home on cold days and long nights, because from here we can see the victory. I always make fun of people from Texas, and if you're from Texas, I'm making fun of you. But I've heard more than one of them say, Texas isn't heaven, but you can see it from here. It's just a concept they have, and they're proud of their state, and it's fine. It seems to me that sometimes we do have that here. We can see heaven from here. The Lord has taken away your punishment. It has to be what it means. It might just be that the reason we can't feel at home has nothing to do with the burden that we carry. Might not have anything to do with the world that is chaotic around us. Might not even have anything to do with the troubles that have come our way. Sometimes the reason we cannot feel at home, it resides inside each one of us. Because even in the quiet times of rest, we battle the memories of what we have done and what we have said and how we have failed. And we know that we don't belong in that warm and safe place because that's for the faithful people of God, and that's for the good people of God, and that's for the pure people of God. And we don't feel good, and we don't feel faithful, and we don't feel pure. God, the mighty warrior, went to war not against the tyranny in the world, not even against diseases in the world, not even against bad news in the world. He went to war against the sin that plagues you right now. He went to war against the sins that are heavy on your heart, sins that weigh down your conscience, and he took the punishment from you. The Bible says in this amazing text that he delights in you. It's what forgiveness means. Rather than rebuke, he rejoices over you. It's just a remarkable picture. Here's where you need to hear the promise of God. I believe in the law of God and the rules of God, and if they're in the Bible, I believe we need to obey them and we need to follow the way of God. And I don't think we're given any leeway there. But there are times when you are weighed down with the burden of your sin, when what you need to hear are the promises of God and to hear what he offers to give you for free. He comes to gather you and to give honor to you and to give praise to you. And there's that wonderful phrase in our text, he comes to take you home. I just think that's a marvelous picture of what God does for you. He knows who you are. He's aware of your failures. He has made you a new creation, and now you are his delight. You're in line to receive a home in heaven. I see a likeness of those cold nights when I was out doing chores, because no matter where you were on our farm, you could, unless you were inside a building, you could always look up and you could see the house. In the midst of some dark storm where the wind was blowing and you were freezing half to death, you could just look up and see the light shining in the darkness. Soon we will be in a place where there are no troubles and where it is warm and safe. And it's always been a comfort to know that I can look up any moment and know that that is my destination, that I am soon to be there, and that is my home, and that is where I belong. I hate to say it, and I hesitate to bring it up because it makes me sound selfish, but I need more than that. I need something more than to know that someday I'll be okay. I need a safe place for right now. Is there a promise in the Bible for that? Well, the Bible does promise that when you have forgiveness, you're connected to God in a special way and you're his child. So it means you are never headed into darkness and you're never headed into a place of gloom and doom, because you are headed towards heaven. That does change things in your life. Our future is one that we are sure of. We are not subject to accidents in our lives if God is in charge. We are here for a reason, according to the Bible, a reason chosen by God. That feeling that I had when I would turn to look at that old farmhouse on those cold winter evenings, I think I have a name for it. I think the feeling was hope. I think it was a confidence I had that there was a place for me there. That even if the night was growing colder, and even if I was growing more miserable, soon I would be warm, and soon I would be fed and safe and sheltered. That's what Jesus offers you. No matter where you are in life, no matter what is happening to you, you can say for certain, soon I will be safe, and soon I will be sheltered, and soon I will be fed, and soon I will be warm. We are the possessors of hope. You are the possessor of hope. Gone away from our lives is every kind of despair. Turn your eyes on Jesus and know that this is where you belong. I've heard many people talk about the tragedy that occurred in the school shooting in Connecticut. And there's a lot of blame to go around whenever they have those kinds of things. I know for certain what happened in that school. Evil came to that school. Absolute, pure evil. It was supposed to be a safe place. It was supposed to be a place where you drop your kids and you can leave them and not worry about them. And instead, tragedy occurred there. And eventually, I always hear the same question when I watch the news on television, when I talk to people about it. The same question always finally comes up, and the question is, where was God? Where was God when little children are destroyed in that way? I have an answer to that. If God is truly the mighty one, if He is the mighty warrior, then He has the power always to change the outcome of every horrible event. If He truly is God, if He truly has unlimited power, God cannot be the victim of evil. And God cannot be the victim of circumstances. He is never waiting for the result of an accident to see what He can do. Satan is never in charge of the outcome of any event when God is in charge of the life of His people. And believe me, that His people were in those places. I heard a father this morning talking about his daughter who was one of the victims, a little girl. And he said, I got to say this to you because she would want me to. She would want me to tell you that our heart goes out to all the victims and their families. And he said, she would want me to tell you that our heart goes out to the shooter's family as well. I say that because she had that in her heart, and it wasn't because she had great parents. He said they came from her heavenly Father. She was a child of God. And she was called home on that horrible day in that terrible event. Our lives are lived out under the promise of the mighty warrior. And He's the one that promised to set the limits of our life. It has to be true of every child of God. The Bible says, all the days were set for me before one of them came to be, and God set the time. Not the devil, not evil, not some maniac, not some nut with a gun. God sets the limit of our lives. Here is what we know about the lives of the people of God. It's the same thing I knew when I was a little boy on the farm. When your chores were done, you go home. To me, it's a heartbreaking tragedy that happens when you're 6 and when you're 7 years old. I cannot comprehend being in that place, but I believe with all my heart that God took those children home because their chores were done. John the Baptist was through proclaiming the name of Jesus, and the Bible says he was beheaded. It was a tragedy. A lunatic did that, but we know it was just God saying, your work is done here. It's time for you to go home. God is in charge of all those things. It cannot be the devil. It cannot be evil. It cannot be a random accident. God picks those moments. God promises that. So I want you to take comfort when you live your life, not in your ability to endure the storm, not in your ability to stand strong and not be afraid. I want you to take comfort in your destination. You always live your life bound for heaven. You always live your life a moment away from a time when you'll step into that, through that door where the light streams out, where there is only warm, and where you feel the protection and you know you are safe. More than that, it seems to me that we take finally our comfort from not just our destination, but our identity. We live this day as children of God. We're not waiting for that. We live this moment as children of God. We are promised the protection God gives all of His people, which sometimes means darkness and storm, and sometimes means chores in terribly difficult places, but it always means we are purposed by God and planned by God to be in that place. Live out your identity and somehow find a time to rejoice in the fact that in all the world, God picked you out to love you, and God picked you out to guide you, and that makes this day special. God grant it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, guard this treasure we have in Jesus. Amen.